We're in the middle of explaining and going through the various phrases and words in the bracha of Elokai Neshama. And as the bracha talks about the significance of the neshama, there's a word here that I just want to pause and think about. The neshama shenatata bi, that you placed within me, tohorahi. So just a couple thoughts about that. You placed it in me. You placed it, and you placed it because it's not mine. The neshama that I have in my body does not belong to me. It was given to me by Hashem. Shenatata bi, it's within me, but the ownership of it, it's not mine. I have the privilege of being that neshama, but it was given to me. But the second point is equally important. Tihorahi, it's pure. And I think that the framers of this bracha are, in fact, trying to rebut a notion that there is some idea of original sin. That's not the case in Jewish thought. In our theology, that does not happen. The neshama created by God that's born through the way it's born is pure and holy. Shenatata bi torahi. It is not tainted. It's not blemished. It's created in the purest form possible. Shenatata bi tehorahi. And I believe that this is trying to state something, well, 2 points. One, just how close my neshama is to Hashem. It's yours, but you've given it to me, and I have an awareness of that. I was created not through words. This is an amazing concept. If you look through the story of Bereishit, all the things in this entire universe, how did they get created? Vayomer, Vayomer, Vayomer. There is one creation that was not created through speech. And what was that? Your neshama. Vayipach ruach. Hashem blew the neshama in to the Adam and Chava. That's an extraordinary idea. Because speech, you could say, well, he spoke and something external to God, kiviyachol, happened. But Hashem, like, it's like mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. It's as though the part of Hashem, I don't know how to explain it, though I don't have the words to explain it, but Hashem took part of him and blew it right into Adam and to us. Every baby that's born, it's exactly the same idea. It's an extraordinary concept. And that's why Chazal say, each one of us is chelek eloka mima'o, that we are in some ways not God, but we have godliness about us because our neshama came directly from the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's why, in fact, it is entirely pure and will never be tainted. Ata barata, ata yitzarta, ata nefachta. Three verbs. First one is berata, you created it. Yitzarta, you fashioned it. Nefachta, you blew life into it. So what does bara mean? Bara means something that's created ex nihilo. It came from nothing. Hashem created out of nothing the neshama that each one of us has. Hashem, in other words, willed our neshamas to exist. The Marshal, one of the great explainers of the Gemara, says that these three terms are understood this way. Barata, you created. Yatsarta, you form. Nafachta, you breathe. And they correspond to three levels, as it were, of the soul. What are they? Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Says the Marshal, what's Nefesh? It's the lowest form of life. Plants. Plants have a Nefesh, says the Marshal. Whatever word you use to describe a plant which grows, you know it grows. But that life force is nefesh. The Marsha says, what's ruach? Animal. We have part of that, I guess. But we have something that neither plants nor animals. We have an neshama. And only man has the capability of that. And I'm going to end with this word. Bikir bi. You gave me this neshama and you planted it in me. And you protect it within me. And why does it need to be protected? Because at the core, everything wants to go back to its source. We always yearn to go back to our source. Where's the neshama's source? The Ribono Shel Olam. Our neshama yearns to cleave, to be back in the presence of Hashem. being in the body, in some ways, creates this sort of tension, conflict. That part of us, which is chelek elokami ma'al, which is the spiritual, the soulful character, wants to cleave to the original source. But it's in our human body, and our bodies, as we know, have limitations, physical limitations and needs. And these two things, as it were, seem sometimes to be in conflict. What our body wants to do, our souls have to sometimes say, no, that's not the right thing to do. And we know that. We understand that. We've been in those moments of Yetzer Hara conflict, where we have a physical urge, but our neshama is telling us that's not the way to behave. And there, right in there, you have the conflict. And the neshama says, why do I have to be bound? Why do I have to be restricted? Why do I have to be limited to this world? Let me go back. And Hashem says, no, I want you there. And that's why Hashem says, I'm protecting it. Bikir bi Hashem, I know that you are protecting my neshama. Even though it may yearn to be closer to you, you are still making it or allowing it to stay within my body, so I have that opportunity. And if it were not for that, my neshama would ultimately return to you. The Shloss says the word bi, ata nefachta. If you take a look at the language, you'll see the following progression. Bi, bikir bi, and then ulahachzira bi. Bi, bikir bi, bi. B is the state of the neshama before it comes bound to this world at creation. It's closest to God. Bikir B is while it's within me. And the last B is when, after our neshama leaves our body, it goes back to its original source. B, Bikir B, and finally B. Rabbi Hanan ben Akash Umer, Tzagadosh Baruch Hu, Lizagot Yisrael Lefich,